Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Shelby Van Horn is with us this morning. Shelby is the Cass County Youth Coordinator and Iowa State University Extension here in Cass County, along with the Cass County Conservation Board, joining together again this year to offer youth summer camps here locally. We're going to talk about that this morning. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
Summer camps. We're talking summer already. That's got to be a good thing.
Yes, and obviously, hopefully the weather gets better soon because I'm super excited for the summer and all of our camps that we have with the youth.
So. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. You've had pretty good response over the years with the summer camps, haven't you?
Yeah, the summer camps are always a good opportunity for the kids to get together through the summer and also to interact and learn and make friends and play games and just do fun activities. And it's always fun to work with the youth through the summer.
So. Is there limited space?
Yes, we take the first 25 registrants. So sometimes we fill up, sometimes we don't. It just depends on the year and depends on the topic area. But this year I think we have two or three pretty cool summer day camps. So it should be really fun.
Now when you say 25, you've got three different divisions this way. Is it 25 in each of them?
Yeah, so 25 in each of them. Okay. And it does get a little confusing for the kindergarten through second grade. So May 30th and 31st, the children come from like both 9 to noon on both of those days. So not just one of the days, but both of them.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what they should expect. They can't sign up till they know what they're signing up for. So let's start with the K through second graders. What will they experience?
Yeah, so the K through second grade camp this year is Dig Those Dinosaurs. So it's all about learning about dinosaurs, the people that work with dinosaurs, like the history and the the science behind it.
Archaeologists.
Yes. Make crafts and play games. And like I said, it's always fun for the kids. They make new friends or they see friends over the summer. So that's always really cool to see.
So. Now, they're not going to be digging up dinosaur bones, I assume. So how do you, I don't want to give away all the secrets, but how do you get this across? Is it classroom learning?
It's always, well, we always have our day camps out in the park. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a little insight, but a couple of the things we're going to do is make dinosaur eggs and do some hunting for dinosaur eggs around. So we really tried to bring in some real life examples into that so that the kids can experience those. So
okay, so give them a chance to do a little hands-on stuff. Now you mentioned some of the dates already, but run through those dates when those camps will be held.
Yeah, so May 30 and 31st from 9 to noon is at Lake Anita, and that one has a registration deadline of May 22nd. June 14th and 15th from 9 to noon, that's our Cold Springs Park in Lewis one, and the deadline for that one is June 8th. And then June 20th and 21st from 9 to noon is the one at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. And then we also offer a second one that day from 1 to 4 p.m. at Sunnyside Park. So you can pick or choose whether you want your child to come from the 9 to noon one or the 1 to 4 p.m. one. And then that deadline is also June 8th.
So you're doing this multiple times in multiple locations, trying to make it as easy as possible for folks.
Yep. And if you are from Atlantic and the Anita date works better for you and you want to drive your child there, that works too. We're pretty flexible. So.
Okay. Yeah, there's no restriction on any of that stuff. You can enjoy anyone you want. Now, this is for children that have finished kindergarten, first, or second grade, correct?
Yep. For the grade completed.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So that's the K through 2. Now let's do 3 through 5, the 5th through the 5th graders. What will they experience?
So our camp theme for 3 through 5 is Water Wonders. So we're going to explore all things water through crafts, games, and fun. So we can kind of take this one really any direction we choose. We haven't solely decided exactly what direction we're taking that, but the kids really like things that they can relate to.
Water balloons.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could do water balloons. That'd be awesome.
Just duck.
Sure, the kids would like that.
Make sure you duck.
Okay, so instead of bringing a lunch, you probably will need to bring dry clothes then, since we're having a water balloon fight.
Well, when will those be held?
Okay, June 1 is the first one, and that will be at Lake Anita from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the deadline for that one is May 22nd. The second one is June 8th. From 10 to 3 p.m. at Cold Springs Park. And that one's registration deadline is June 1st. June 19th at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic from 10 to 3, and the registration deadline for that one is June 8th.
All right, so get those youngsters signed up then. And then the 6th through 8th graders, you always have a little more advanced one for the older students.
Yes, last year we didn't actually have very many participants in the 6th through 8th one, but our camps are always super fun for that age. This year we're going to learn outdoor skills related to wildlife, fishing, hiking, and we're going to Dutch oven cook. So that's something that you don't really get to do every day, and that the kids really enjoyed that last year. And then we're also going to have busing available to the Cold Spring Park in Lewis from the community center. So if anyone from Anita or Atlantic wants to make it to the community center, we will bus the kids to the Lewis Cold Spring Park for that camp.
Okay, that's July 6th, and that's an all-day one.
Yes, from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m.
Okay, very good. So lots of good stuff there, and they're going to learn a lot of things and enjoy a little food there, too.
Yes, we always had fun. Last year we made pizzas, mm-hmm. and we made dessert also, so the kids really thought that was pretty neat to make two different things.
Most kids are pretty good with pizza and dessert.
Yeah.
If you didn't have chocolate in there, you'd have just all the food groups for the youngsters,
exactly.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about this then. Is there a fee for participating in these camps?
Yes, there is a $10 fee for every camp, and that covers our expenses and helps support the 4-H youth program. And the kindergarten through second and the third through fifth grade youth also get a T-shirt. And then the 6th through 8th grade camp, the $10 helps to cover their cost of lunch.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, because the earlier ones, you probably don't have to worry too much about food and snacks and things for the K through 2nd and 3rd through 5th because they're just part of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually provide snacks for the kindergarten through 2nd grade one, mm-hmm. and then also the 3rd through 5th grade one. But the 3rd through 5th graders do actually go through the lunch hour, so they are needing to bring their own sack lunch. But that's the only one that would need to provide lunch.
Okay, just need to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's talk about registration. You talked about the deadlines for registration, but they can register now if they would like.
Yep, registration is open now till the deadlines that I gave you for each of them. We collect the registration forms at the extension office, and these forms can be found online on our webpage, the Cass County Extension webpage, which is www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS. So if you're looking for those forms, they're there. Also, Laura has some forms at the Cass County Conservation Office, so whichever is easiest for you, those are there. And also, you can register over the phone at the office as well, and our number is 712-243-1132.
Okay, now we mentioned that small $10 fee on those two. They can pay that at that time?
Yep, they can pay when their child comes to camp. So if they want to call and register that way, you can just bring the $10 with you the day of.
Okay, don't necessarily need to get the money there in advance.
No.
But it is nice to know with registrations that there aren't any surprise youngsters showing up because there might not be enough supplies and things.
Yep, we really stress the importance of getting these forms back. Also, we require if your child is not in 4-H that they fill out a medical release form so that we have all their information. So those are available on our webpage, or you can fill those out and bring them with you the day of also.
Very good. Shelby, when you set these camps up, when you plan these, do you plan them? I assume they're part entertainment, part education. Do you try to balance that out?
Yeah, we do. We always try to balance the educational part and the fun. We always make some sort of craft and do some sort of games. And the education portion of it is really important. We're trying to implement more of our STEM curriculum into those as well. So it's just a fun-filled day where the kids get to experience a lot of different things.
All right, very good. Dinosaurs for the youngsters and water wonders for the third through fifth graders and some outdoor adventures for the sixth through eighth graders, something everybody can get into and enjoy.
Yeah, I really think that there's a diverse range of camps, and they change every year, so that's really awesome. So you don't want to miss these ones this year because it'll probably be a while before they come back again. So.
All right, very good. Make sure you get the youngsters excited about it, and then get them signed up, too, so they can be a part of that. Again, you can contact the folks at the Extension Office or the Cass County Conservation Office. You can catch them both online. You can call, stop by, however you want to do it. Get those registrations taken care of. They're not very difficult. It's pretty easy stuff. So get the kids out there and exploring and having some fun here this summer. Shelby, thanks for doing all this. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.